So thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, and thank you the members of the CEDAW committee.
คณะเพิ่นได้ยกขึ้นเนาะคำตอบข้าพเจ้าจะลงลึกในเรื่องของการส่งเสริมก
ัน on the promotion of the education in the Lapidia. In terms of the education in the Lapidia, so the early education, we start from the primary school, particularly because to build awareness of the parents, especially for the development of children in the community. We also have the mixed class. We also have established a group of parents and group of teachers for them to see the understanding and importance of the education and sending the kids to the children, no matter they are girls, boys or girls. So they need to see the importance of going to school. We also provide the lunch box, especially for those for the poor families, especially those who live in the remote areas. And we have, by doing this, we have seen the increased number of kids enrolled in the early education system. We also developed the curriculum of the school by publishing the textbooks of the teachers. We also provide equipment, the teaching equipment for the teachers at the primary school level. We also provide training to the teachers how to use the new curriculum and in the teaching. Now we have the new curriculum that has been developed for the school, and we also prepare the training for the teachers how to use the new curriculum. In addition to this, we also improve infrastructure for the facility. We have constructed, improved and renovated schools to provide health facility services to the teachers and both boys and girls for them, especially those who are living in remote areas, to get access to education. In the sectors of education in the Lapidia, especially in the lower secondary school, we also improve infrastructure of education at the lower secondary school level. We attach importance to the equality education. We also develop manual guideline. We mainstream the subject of productive health in the curriculum of the secondary school. We also provide the teaching equipment tools, and we have built the ICT tools, the labs, also provide training for teachers to upgrade the capacity and the qualification of the teachers. We also strengthen the capacity of the how to monitor and evaluate the teachings. All of this is to reduce the gap between access to the education between girls, boys and girls, to make sure that everyone can get access to tertiary education. We also provide scholarship for the poor students, and by doing this, we have seen the reduced number of drop out of school, and also to promote the high quality early education system, and to provide the probation training to allow our students to get access to the labor market. We also improve the curriculum for professional trainings. In terms of education, the higher education, we also attach importance to improving the quality of the teaching and learning. We also improve the curriculum to be consistent with the new areas and the new changes. So we have developed, so far we have developed new 25 curriculums, and these include curriculum for ongoing learnings, the master degree 4 curriculum, and we have one female professor who are now on in activities. In terms of promotion of children with disability, we have the law on the people with disability on 2019, which is set a target to protect the interests and the intimate and the rights of people with disabilities in that law, and the children with disabilities can get access to any educational institutions equally as other normal people. No matter is that they have a sight impairment or this, so they provide a specific textbook for. We also have sound equipment for people with insight and hearing impairment. And we also have some exemption of fees for children with disability to allow them to get access to education. So it's about to promote the policy of the government to promote the education to ensure that the girls can get access to high quality educations. In terms of the productive health, I would like to ask my colleagues, Mr. Sopan, to respond to the question regarding the productive health. Okay.